We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Because this is all about a Sunday night this week. Eagles and Cowboys, Sunday night football. And as we do every Football Friday, looking forward to a game, a little splish splash, little dip inside the bathtub time machine. This week, looking at the history of the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys games, whether it's at the Vet or at the Link in Philadelphia. Let's go inside the bathtub time machine. You know, there have been some heartbreakers. Now, there have been a lot of great moments, but there have been some tough ones. Like from my childhood, one of the games that hurt the most, 1991. You might remember the great 91 Eagles. Of course you remember the great 91 Eagles defense. Randall gets hurt. McMahon gets hurt. They're down to Jeff Kemp. They've gone through Pat Ryan and Brad Gable and all that nonsense. They're down to Jeff Kemp. But they still had a shot because they had that defense. But Kelvin Martin with a punt return. A punt return, I can honestly say, that broke my little heart. Right up the gut. And the Eagles lost that game. Valiant effort. Tremendous effort. But Dallas obviously had a team that was on the rise, as they say. And the Eagles lost that day. Were eliminated from playoff contention as Dallas made the playoffs that day. How about just 6 years ago? 2014. You got an Eagles team that is rolling with Chip Kelly. Rolling in Chip's second year.
9-3, right?
9-3. And they lose to Seattle. Okay, 9-4, but still in control of destiny. But important game versus Dallas, and Dez Bryant put up not one, not two, but three touchdowns with Bradley Fletcher repeatedly burned. This was a Mark Sanchez game. Eagles actually came back and took the lead, but then Dallas retook the lead, and they were off and rolling again, and the Eagles, that was really where it all crashed with Chip.
Yep.
Never to again be reclaimed, the Chip Kelly thing here in Philadelphia. All right, but why are we even messing around with names like Chip Kelly on Dallas week for an Eagles-Cowboys bathtub time machine? No. Let's talk about some good memories. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about some great memories. Like in 1992, the year after that 91 game, when we had a 15-day buildup for the Eagles and Cowboys, the Monday Night Football game, the Eagles coming in 3-0. The Cowboys coming in 3-0. The last two undefeated teams in football, and the Eagles flat out trounced Dallas. Randall was back from the injury. Herschel was now an Eagle. It was Monday Night Football dominance, 31-7. How about 1995? Ray Rhodes, baby.
Ooh, buddy.
I will always love Ray Rhodes. John and I have talked to multiple people through the years that have told us about the pregame speech. I think it was William Fuller last year, John, we talked to. I've talked to so many guys. Remember that?
Yeah.
I have talked to Romanowski about that speech. I've talked to Fred Barnett about that speech. Every player I've ever talked to has always said yes. The pregame speech the night before was as profane as it is heralded to be, as outrageous. They actually had to remove Ray from, like, they had to tell him to stop talking. That was how ridiculous it was getting.
Oh, man.
And what happened the next day? Competitive game. Game hangs in the balance. And Barry Switzer says, hey, we're going for 4th-and-1. From their own 29. And the Eagles defense stood up not once, but twice.
Eagles completed it. They stop the Cowboys here. They give it to Smith. He doesn't make it. And stop them. The Eagles take over on downs. The Eagles take over on downs. The referees are talking. We've got the problem. We've got the problem.
Oh, they're going to call the two, but if warning, they're going to say it was no play.
stop them again.
One of the Eagles' greatest regular season wins of all time.
They stopped him again!
Stopping Emmitt Smith twice in a row, the field goal, the win. It was awesome. How about awesome? How about John Ritchie in 2003? That's right. A December game in 03. Cowboys actually had a pretty good team that year with Parcells versus Andy Reid's Eagles. But the three-headed monster with fullback John Ritchie was in full effect.
Leading the way.
175 yards rushing that day by the Eagles running backs with Ritchie. Time in and time out, leading the way. By the way, Karell Buchholter over 100 yards that day. The Eagles destroyed Dallas 36-10.
That's back when we ran more than just inside zone. A lot of lead side, weak side, ISO, power plays, that stuff.
That's right, baby. How about this one? How about 2008? We all wake up. The season's over. It's not this Eagles-Cowboys game at 4 o'clock doesn't matter. The Eagles are going to be eliminated with the 1 o'clock games. No. Because all sorts of stuff happened in the 1 o'clock games.
Michael Bush ran wild.
That's right. And then in the 4 o'clock game, when Dallas was unprepared to even play with their starters, the Eagles annihilated the Cowboys 44-6. At a Lincoln Financial Field that rocked. You want a Lincoln Financial Field that rocked? How about last year? Remember this one, week 16? When the Philadelphia Eagles, with the division hanging in the balance, John, with Carson Wentz playing maybe his best game of the season last year. By the way, Dak Prescott inaccurate. And when he was, that shoulder injury. And when he was accurate, the Cowboys receivers kept dropping the passes. Remember that? They only scored 9 points. And Carson, maybe his best game of the year. This is what we want to see again on Sunday. Carson last year in that game, 31-40, 319 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, 22 yards rushing, and a 108 quarterback rating, setting up, of course, week 17 when the Eagles did officially clinch the division. Remember, Dallas had a chance that day to win the division outright.
Yep.
Eagles won the game, won the division next week. It was a beautiful thing. And you want to talk about beautiful things in Eagles and Cowboys, because this is Dallas week here. We're not done. We're still not done. Because in 1980, otherwise known as January of 1981, the Eagles had their greatest victory ever against the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because it was in the NFC Championship game. And so early in that game, Wilbert Montgomery, with a hole as big as, I don't know, it's huge. Wilbert. Over the right side.
Jaworski gives off inside. Running room, Montgomery up the right side. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! Wilbert Montgomery! Montgomery explodes on the right side, and the Eagles have scored first.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The rivalry, it is renewed on Sunday. And you know where you can hear the game. That's right, Sunday night right here on WIP. The Eagles and the Cowboys. And this one will be another one for future years that we can say goes in the good category inside the bathtub time machine. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. All right, Joe DeCamera, John Rich on 94 WIP. We got to get fired up, fellas. We got to get fired up. All right, let's go to the phones. There's nothing like an Eagles-Cowboys bathtub time. There's nothing like it. The only one that's close is Eagles-Giants for obvious reasons.
Correct.
You got like 37 miracles in the Meadowlands. But Eagles-Cowboys is special. And again, this is the pathway game. You win this one, then you beat the Giants, then you're 4-4-1, entering a game the Sunday before Thanksgiving against the Cleveland Browns, and people are going to be fired up. Let's go to the phones, talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. He's fired up. What's up, Dennis?
Hammer, how the hell are you doing today, son?
Excited.
Richie Rich, how you doing?
Hi, Dennis. Doing well.
Dennis, you feeling it?
I am, but I also, with cautious optimism, listening to Richie, in that we are not a very good team, but with the guys coming back, I wouldn't go as far as Angelo was going. He's laying all these crazy odds. He's driving to New Jersey today to bet at the Borgata. I think we win, but I don't think it's, 38-3. I don't think it's like anything like that.
Well, I don't think it's that either.
I don't think it's 38-3.
I haven't seen us play a consistent, you know, quarter to quarter game yet. It would require that to get to 38-3. And I expect we'll have a good quarter and then a down quarter and then a good quarter and then a down quarter. You know, and for that reason, I don't see a blowout happening. I do see us winning this game.
And by the way, I was watching that 1980 game live. That was an incredible victory by the Birds over the Cowgirls.
Yeah, of course. All right, Dennis, give me a rival player, coach, or owner of the absolute couldn't stand.
Well, I'm going to give you one, but before I do that, I gave Seltzer a bad name because he wasn't a coach or a player. I had named Chris Collinsworth, but I call in the Super Bowl. But the player that I thought was I despised because even though he wasn't always dubbed the dirty player, I think he skated like one, and he knocked Eric Lindros out.
Scott Stevens. All right. Yeah, I don't think it was a dirty hit. Matter of fact, I'm certain it wasn't. It was a clean hit. And he was a great player, a true Hall of Famer. Look, the Flyers and the Devils had a ton of run-ins, and Stevens was at the heart of a lot of it. He was an amazing, amazing hockey player. 215-592-9494. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. Open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, with the current point spread of 9, do you think the Eagles cover the spread? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, coming up, 11:30, your chance to win the Nest Audio from Google. Also next segment, we go inside the game, X's and O's. John takes us deep inside the Eagles and Cowboys, something related to Sunday. We'll hit that, rock all the calls as well. Get fired up, baby. It's the Eagles and Dallas right here on 94WIP.
Many of you have already joined me and set up your Parks Casino Sportsbook app accounts, and it just makes the games more fun. I go with the home team, and I have the home field advantage when it comes to my sports betting app. My guys at Parks Casino Sportsbook are right here in Bucks County. Your action and your money are safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the #1 casino in the state of Pennsylvania. You sign up now, you'll get a risk-free bet of up to $500. $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. That's parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP. That's JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. On Sunday, Kansas City, 19.5-point favorite hosting New York. Will New York even score? Will Kansas City get 40 points? Cleveland is a 2.5-point favorite hosting Las Vegas. Cleveland, they have only 2 losses, folks. And then a great battle of 2 contenders as Seattle's a 3-point favorite hosting San Francisco. It goes on and on. Tampa Bay, 11.5-point favorite at New York. All the money still keeps coming in on Tampa. parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. The Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.